Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, a new perek, the 5th perek of Maseches Shavuos, perek Shavuos HaPekodim. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Chaya Leah, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Sarah Bat Batya. So, Perek Shavuos HaPekodin is a Perek that is Miut HaKamus, but Roiv HaEchos. The whole Perek is two dafin, stating that it's an often quoted Perek, and it involves some of the more lumdisha ideas in Shas. Now, really, the Perek deserves a proper introduction, stating that a lot of Shavuos HaPekodin came up in the previous perek, in perek Shavuos HaEdos, and as a result, we'll just briefly set up the perek and really the Mishnah itself that we're going to learn, which will take up the entirety of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, is almost the introduction, because it's just going to go through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of what exactly Shavuos HaPekodin is. So super duper high level. Shavuos HaPekodin is where somebody goes over to somebody and he tells him, you owe me money. Whether it's you are watching my Pekodin, hence the name Shavuos HaPekodin, or the person claims that he loaned money, or I worked for you, you never paid me my wages, or you're just a good old-fashioned goslin, you stole from me, or you found my lost object, you have a chiyuv to return the aveda, and you're not returning it. Here's the point. In the event that the nitva denies the claim of the taiveya, and he swears, at that point, if he ever wants to do tshuva, it's not enough to do what a standard gazlan would have to do, which is v'heishev esagzei la'asha gazal. This person has additional chiyuvim. Number one, in addition to returning the gzela, he also has to be moisef achaymish. Not just that, he has to bring a carbon. The carbon that he brings is a carbon asham. It's what's known as anasham gzelos. Either way, on that note, Zokt the Mishnah. Shavuos HaPekodin, the laws of Shavuos HaPekodin, Ayheges, Ba'anoshim, Ubenoshim. They apply to men and to women. Beruchaykim, Ubekroivim. It's true whether the Toiveya and the Nitva are related to each other or if they're not related to each other. Bikshayim, Ubepsulim. Additionally, it's true whether they are Kosher Le'edos or they're not Kosher Le'edos. Rashi speaks out that really these halachas are very, very obvious. Why would you think Shavuos HaPekodin should be true only for men? Why would you think Kroivim would somehow be exempt from this parasha, and someone that's Pasul Eidos, he's not subject to the halacha of Shavuos HaPekodin? So Rashi says there really is no chiddush in the world that the Mishnah is saying. However, the Mishnah is just being symmetrical, and being that the first Mishnah of the previous parak, parak Shavuos HaEdos, which is a halacha in Hilchas Eidos, is only negay, like the Mishnah said, Banoshim v'lei benoshim, Berchaikim v'lei bekroivim, and Bikshayim v'lei bepsulim. So, for poetic purposes, we contrast it and we say Shavuos HaPekodin is negeya, not only anoshim, even noshim, not only rechaikim, even kreivim, not only ksheirim, even so. The Mishnah continues and says, Bifnei Bezdin, v'shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, mipi atzmi. In the event that the person swore Shavuos HaPekodin on his own, then it wouldn't matter if the kfira, the denial, was in Bezdin, or was Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. Umipi Acherim. If, however, he didn't swear on his own, but rather it was a Mujba Mipi Acherim, then in a Chayiv Achich Berenu Bezdin, the only time he would be Chayiv is if the Kfir was in Bezdin. Divrei Rameir, that is the opinion of Rameir. The Chachamim say, Bein Mipi Atzmoi, Bein Mipi Acherim. It doesn't matter if the Shvul was Mipi Atzmoi, or the Shvul was Mipi Acherim. Kivet Shakofer by Chayiv, as long as he denies, the halach is, he is going to be chayev, regardless of whether the kfira was in Bezdin or whether the kfira was outside of Bezdin. In other words, there's a machloikis Rameir in the Chachamim regarding a mujba mipi acherim, does the kfira have to be in Beis Din, or could it be even outside of Beis Din? According to Reb Meir, it would have to be in Beis Din. According to Chachamim, it could be even outside of Beis Din. What's the beer in the machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim? This is Chazara, because the Gemara went through this in Perek Shavuos Ha'idus. They're arguing whether doin mina umina or doin mina va'oiki ba'asra. The makar to mujba mipi acherim by Shavuos Ha'pekadin is the parasha of Shavuos Ha'idus. Shavuos Ha'idus has a halacha that the kfira has to be in Beis Din. Reb Meir holds doin mina umina. If the whole makar to would also need a kfir bebezin. The Chachamim hold doin mina va'oiki ba'asra, being that the parasha of Shavuos HaPekadin is not exclusive to kfir bebezin, although we learn mujba mipi acherim from Shavuos HaEdos, but doin mina and not umina, rather va'iki ba'asra, it's governed by the Shulchan Aruch, Shavuos HaPekadin. Shavuos HaPekadin doesn't require kfir be'Beis Din. Even mujba mipi acherim Shavuos HaPekadin is not going to require a kfir be'Beis Din. Additionally, v'chayev al zodin ha'shvo, a person's chayev Shavuos HaPekadin, if he was amazed. Now, what does it mean zodin ha'shvo? Number one, he knows that he's lying. Additionally, he also understands the consequences of his lying, meaning he realizes that he's being a Kofer b'pekadin with a shvuas apikadin, which will require him in the event that he wants to repent to bring a carbon. Additionally, val shigigasa imzaden apikadin, which means that even if he is amazed on the shvua and on the kfira, but he's a shoigig in that he doesn't fully appreciate the consequences, meaning he doesn't chap that if he wants to do tshuva, he's going to have to bring a carbon. In either one of those cases, he's going to be chayv. In a chayv al shigigas, the greatest. So, if, however, he's a full-fledged shoigig at that point, he's not going to be chayv. If these words sound familiar, it's because the Mishnah mentioned these exact words in the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaEdos. Shavuos HaEdos has this similarity to Shavuos HaPekadin. And what's the reason you're not chayev Shavuos HaPekadin if you're a full-fledged shoigig? It's because we view you as an oynes. And there's a din of ha'odim b'shvua, and being that we view you as an oynes, so it's for that reason you're going to be potter. Ma chayev al zodoyna. What is somebody chayev for being amazed of Shavuos HaPekadin? Osham b'kesef shgalim. He's chayev a carbon osham, and he has to make sure that the animal that he brings cost at least kesef shkalim. There's a minimum dollar amount of how much this asham has to cost. Now, the truth is, in addition to being chayev for the asham, he also has to return the gzela, right? On top of that, he's also chayev a chaymish. For some reason, the Mishnah doesn't mention that. We're going to get back to this in the raid. Shavuos HaPekadin Ketzah. Zok the Mishnah. How exactly does the Shavuos HaPekadin play itself out? Amaloi. In the event that Taveh goes over to the Nitva and he tells him, Tainli Piktoin di Shiesh Biyadcha. Give me the Pekadin that you're watching for me. And the person says, Shavuos She'ein Lucha Biyadi. It's not true. Not just that I swear. Or if the person simply said Ein Lecha B'yadi, and then the Teveya said Mashpiachani, swear for Amar Amen, and the person said Amen, Hareza Chayev, the halacha is that he's going to be Chayev. Now the truth is, the examples that the Mishnah gave are both examples of a Mujba Mipi Atzmoy. We know, just sort of a second ago, that Shavuos HaPekadin is true even for Mujba Mipi Acher. So the Mishnah gave examples of Mujba Mipi Atzmoy. The Mishnah did not give an example of Mujba Mipi Acher. Again, if this sounds familiar, we had the same exact Ha'ara when we learned the Mishnah in Perek Shavuos HaEdos. There too, the Mishnah's example of Ketzad was where the person was Mujba Mipi Atzmoy, even though really it's true for a Mujba Mipi Acherim as well. Zok the Mishnah Yishpia Olav Chamesh Pamim. What would be if the Teveya was Mashpia the Nitva 5 times? Bein Bifnei Beis Din, Bein Shelo Bifnei Beis Din. It doesn't matter if all these Shvuos and all these Kfiros took place in Beis Din or Shelo Beis Din. The Kafar, in the event that the person was Kofer, Chayev al Kalachas V'achas, he's going to be chayv for each one. Amar Rab Shimon said, Matam, what's the reason that you chayv al kalachas v'achas? And specifically, Rab Shimon's focusing on, why is it that if the shvuos were all in Beis Din, you're still going to be chayv al kalachas v'achas? The reason is because after the person denied, he had the ability to be moida, and being that he could be moida, he's going to be chayev for each shvuah, even though the shvuah is in Beis Din. What's the rest of the story of this Reb Shimon? Again, we're contrasting this Reb Shimon with the Reb Shimon that we had in Perek Shavuos HaEdos. In Shavuos HaEdos, the Mishnah says that if all the shvuahs were chutz le Beis Din, then if you deny even one time, you'll be chayev al kolachas v'achas. If the shvuahs, however, were in Beis Din, even if you denied 5 times, the halacha, you'd only be chayev one. And Reb Shimon there said, matam, what's the reason? It's because you can't be chayzer. Because once you swear falsely in Bezin, Kivan Chikav Chuvan Yechazer Magid, and now you're a Pasul Eidos, Shavuos Eidos is only Neheges for people that are Kachal Eidos. But that's all true by Shavuos Eidos. When it comes to Shavuos HaBakal, this has nothing to do with Eidos. So if you deny, you could be Maida afterwards. It's for that reason, even if all the Shavuos were in Bezin, the Halach is, if you are kaifer, even one time, you'll be chayiv, I'll call achas v'achas. Again, we're going through this a little bit quickly. We're relying on the fact that we really went through all of this in the previous parak. Sokta Mishnah Vayter, hayu chamisha toive noisai. In the event that five people were toiveya, this one poor nitva. So this person, all of a sudden, gets attacked by five people. And they all say the same thing. Amrulai, they said, tein lanu pikadoin, sheyesh lanu biyatcha. Wow, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar. They all line up and they all say the same thing. And the person says, he says, one lashon, I swear that none of you gave me anything. He's only going to be chayav on. And the reason is, even though he's responding to five people, but it's one lashon shvua, and therefore you're only going to be chayav on. What if the person would say, meaning, he didn't just say, but he singled out the chevra. V'loy l'cha, v'loy l'cha, then chayev al kol achas v'achas. The v'loy l'cha is metharet, and it makes him be chayev for each individual one. Rabbi Eliezer says, ad sheyem eshvua b'achroin. Rabbi Eliezer argues with the Tanakam of the Mishnah. He says that it's true, if you're metharet, you're going to be chayev, but only if you said shvua at the end. If you said shvua in the beginning, no. If you say shvua at the end, then you'll be chayev. And finally, Rav Shimon says, at sheyoymar, the only time you're going to be chayev for each one is if the person says shvua l'chol echad v'echad. So if you say shvua she'in l'cha v'loy l'cha v'loy l'cha, or if you say loy l'cha v'loy l'cha, then shvua, according to Rav Shimon, it's not going to make a difference. The only time, according to Rav Shimon, you'll be chayev akol achas v'achas is if you say shvua, I don't know you, and then shvua, I don't know you, and then shvua, I don't know you. This is a big time machlokes, and it's going to be the topic of the first half of tomorrow's daf. The Mishnah continues and says, Tengli Bekadin, what would be if one person goes over to a nitva and he says, you're watching my pekadin, v'sesumas yad, and not just that, I bargained you money, gezel, you stole from me, v'aveda, and you also found my lost item. Sheyesh l'biyadcha, all of these things are by me. And the person says, shvush in l'cha b'yadi, in l'chayiv el'achas. So in this case, it's similar to the previous case, but over here, you have one person being teiveya a whole bunch of different things. So the halachas, if the person swears, he's only going to be chayiv. If he says, shvush in l'cha b'yadi, pekadin, v'sesum es yad, v'gezav aveda, if he singles out all these things, he singles out pekadin, v'sesum es yad, v'gezav aveda, he didn't just say, shvush in l'cha b'yadi, nothing. He singled out all of these asset classes, then the halachas, chayiv akalachas, you're going to be chayiv for each one. The Rishonim speak out more about this in tomorrow's daf, that just like there was a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and a Shitas Rabbi Shimon, in the previous case, you would have Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon here as well. Meaning, although the Tanakhama says that if the person singles out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's only true if you said the word shvua at the end. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only if you say shvua she'in l'cha b'yadi pekadin, and shvua she'in l'cha b'yadi sesumas yad, shvua she'in l'cha b'yadi gezav aved, etc. Either way, another similar halacha. What if somebody goes over to somebody, one person going over to one person, and he says that I have by you a bunch of pikdoinus. I have a chitin, I have sa'irim, I want kusmin, and the person says shvua she'in l'cha b'yadi, einu chayv el achas. One shvua, therefore one chayv. Shvua she'in l'cha b'yadi chitin, v'sa'irim v'kusmin, chayv al kol achas v'achas. Here too, although the Mishnah doesn't speak it out, you'll have Shitas Rab Eliezer and Rab Shimon like we had in the previous case. Rameo was Moisef. He said, afilu amach chita v'sa'irim v'kusemes. In the singular lashon, chayv al kol achas v'achas, you're going to be chayv. What exactly does Rameya mean, and why is it a chiddush if you say it in the singular versus in the plural, right? Instead of chitin, so'irin, and kusmin, it's chita, so'irin, and kusemes. Again, something that's very much going to be discussed in tomorrow's daf. So if you just do a recap on this last part of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah was discussing was that there are times where if there are a bunch of tfiyos and the person swears, he'll be chayv al kol achas v'achas. And then there are times if there are a bunch of tfiyos and the person swears, it'll only be chayv one. And really, it depends on the nuance. It's all about the language, right? It's all based on how it was papered or how exactly it was worded. And really, the Mishnah gave a few different oifanim of how it would play itself out. If you have five toivim going after one person, each one is claiming the same thing. Pekadim, 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 pekadim. Or you have one person going after one person, claiming a whole bunch of different types of chiyuvim, pekadin, halva, gzeila, aveda, or you have one person going after one person, claiming the same chiyuv, pekadin, but different types of pekdainas, chitin, sairim, kosmin, the machloikis in all are manifest the same way. More about those machloikis in the tomorrow's daf. Anasta upitis esbiti. What would be if somebody goes over to somebody and he says, "You owe me money"? You know why? Because you are ma'anis my daughter, or you are mafata my daughter. Who I mean? The person says loya nasti veloy pitisi. Never happened. Mashbiachani. And then the person says swear. Amar amen. And he said amen. Chayiv dalach is he's going to be chayiv. Because it's a regular chiyuv mamon that he's denying, he swore falsely. See, he's subject to the laws of Shavuos HaPekudim. Rav Shimon Peiter, Rav Shimon says he's going to be Peiter. She'ena mishalim knas al piyatzmai. The reason is because this chiyuv mamon is a chiyuv knas, and being that it's a chiyuv knas, the aloch is moed beknas is potter. Being that moed beknas is potter, there's no Shavuos HaPekudim. The only time there's Shavuos HaPekudim is where, if you would have been Maida, you would have been Chayef. But if you would have been Maida, you would have been Pater. So then there's Allah Maida Beknas. Amru Loide, Chacham and told Reb Shimon, I agree with the Yisoid. In fact, the whole balance of the Mishnah is going to discuss this Yisoid. I agree that any time you're dealing with Knas, there's no Allah of Shavuos HaPekudim. However, don't tell me Oynes HaMafata is only Knas. There's a Knas component, but it's not only Knas. Because Af Al Pisha Inim Mishalim Knas Al Piyatzma, even though it's true, the Knas component, the 50 shekel, that part is Knas. There's a boishes element and there's a pekam element, and those are chiyuve mamin, and that you could be mishalim al atzmai, and it's for that reason there would be halacha of kerep pekadim. So what exactly is the machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim that we're also going to see in tomorrow's daf? So the Mishnah weiter, ganafta, if somebody goes over to somebody and says, "You stole my shop," I mean, the person says, "Lo ganafti," it's not true. Mashbiach, and he swears, "Amar amen," and the person says, "Amen." Chayiv dalacha is he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because Geneva is a regular chiyuv mamon. Now, the truth is, there's kefel, right? There's a knas component, but there's also a keren component. So you're chayiv for the keren shabbai. Gonafti, what would be if the person said, "Yeah, I stole, avaloi tavachti v'loi macharti"? Where he says, "Yeah, it's true. Man goes over to somebody else, you stole my shar. True, I did, but I wasn't tavachu machar." And then the person says, "Mashbiachani, swear, the Omar Amen," and he says Amen, and it turns out he swore falsely, Potter is going to be Potter from Shavuos HaPekudim, and the reason is because here he's denying not the Geneva, he's denying the Tvichu Mechira. Tvichu Mechira is Da'al Vehe, that's Knas. Oh, if you deny Knas, there's no Allah of Shavuos HaPekudim. Hey, Meshar, what if somebody goes up to somebody and says, "You know, your shar killed my shar"? Who, I mean, the person says, "Loi haimis," it never happened. Mashpiach, and he swears, "Amar, amen," and the person says, "Amen, it's chayv." Why? Because haimis sharcha is shairi, that's Bava Kama 101, and the halach is, it's a regular chiyuv mamon. Haimis sharcha is avdi. If the person says, "Your shar killed my eved," who, I mean, he says, "Loi haimis," mashpiach, and if Amar, amen, potter is potter. Why? Because if your shar kills somebody's eved, the Torah says, you pay a knas. 30 shekel kasef, being that it's not a chiyuv mamon, it's a chiyuv knas. Whenever you koy for a knas, again, there's no halacha of Shavuos HaPekudim. If the person says, "Chaval to be you choyvel me v'asiso b'chabura," and you cause me a wound, v'ayim, the person says, "Loi chavalti, v'loi asiso b'chabura, mashpeach, and v'amar omei chayiv," he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because choyvel b'chaver is chayiv b'chamisha dvarim, it's not knas. Amaloi avdoi. What if the person's eved would come over to his master and say, "He palto eshini, you knocked out my tooth, v'simisa esena, you knocked out my eye"? Who am I? The person says, "Lo yi palti v'lo yi simisi." Never happened. Mashpiachani, the Eved, right? All of a sudden, the Eved's being tough guy, and he says, "Swear." V'amaromen, he says, "No problem." And it turns out he lied, Potter. There's no parasha of Shavuos HaPekudim. Why? Because the fact that Ev had his shein v'ayin knocked out would make him go free. That is a knas to the Adoin. Therefore, he was kofer in a knas. If you're kofer in a knas, there's no parasha of Shavuos HaPekudim. And the Mishnah does the recap for us of the last part. And that is, Zeh HaKal, this is the rule of what just happened in the last 10 lines. Kala Mishalim al piyatzmei chayiv, v'she'ene Mishalim al piyatzmei potter. Although, if you look in the Pasuk, the parasha of Shavuos HaPekudim seems to be so exclusive, right? Or, I should say, so inclusive. The pasuk goes out of its way to say it doesn't matter if it was a pekodin or a sesumes yad or it was gezel or ashakes amisoy or matzaved. In all these cases, v'kichash ba v'nishba al sheker, you have the parasha of shvus apekodin. There is one massive exception to the rule, and that is knas. To the extent it's a knas and the person denied, you're not going to have this halach. Either way, a very long mishnah that's going to be followed with a very long daf gemara. Zok the Hilgi Gemara, Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Shmuel bnei the Rabbi bar Bar Chana, Rav Yitzchak bnei the Rav Yehuda. Three Amayrab. Tanu Shvuas bei Rabbi. They learned Masech the Shvuas in the yeshiva of Rabbi. So they're learning Shvuas. Paga bahu Rav Kahana. They're walking in the street and they bump into the great Rav Kahana. Amar luhu. So Rav Kahana told them, "You're learning Shvuas? Let me ask you a question. Hezid b'Shvuas apikadon. What would be if somebody swore falsely, shvuas apikadon? He was amazing. The hisru boy, and he was warned. What's the halach? So what was the shaila? The shaila is as follows. If somebody swears falsely, and he's warned by Edim, thou shalt not swear falsely, or else, the halach is he gets malchus. It's a chiddush, because really, shvuas sheker is a lav shein by maisa, and ordinarily you don't get malchus from a lav shein by maisa, but we know chutz min nishba neimaru makalo. Nishba is an exception to the rule. It's one of the times that you get malchus, even for a lav shein by maisa. The only time you get malchus, obviously, is if you meet all the other criteria of malchus. See the third parak of Masechtas Malchus, right? Parak Eloi Naloikin. One of them is Hasra. Okay, so here's the question. The question is, what would be in the event that somebody was guilty of Shvuas HaPekodin, but he got Hasra? What happens now? Does the halacha change or does the halacha not change? Now, to be clear, Shvuas HaPekodin doesn't require Asra. Malchus requires Asra. If you look in the Torah by Shvuas HaPekodin, there's no Malchus. What does the Torah say? Ve'eshev ha-sakzeh la'asha gazal. Tack on some fees, right? Pay a chaymish. Additionally, you have to bring a carbon asham. Doesn't say anything about Malchus. And because it doesn't say anything about Malchus, there's no reason to think that it would require Asra. For sure not. The question is, let's say there was Asra. Does that change anything? You can argue it does, because now all of a sudden, l'chayra, you're a good old-fashioned person who swore falsely, which means you should get Malchus for being over the lav of a loisishbu b'shmila sheker, right? L'chayra. So the question is, would it change it, would it not change it? And really, Rav Kahana had three tzadim, as we're about to say. Kivan the chiddush was first. Do we say that being that the whole parish of Shvuas HaPekodin is a chiddush, right? It's a huge chiddush. Ordinarily, if a person swears falsely, there's a general halach of how this is treated. When it's in the context of Shvuas HaPekodin, everything changes dramatically. So do we say that being that it's a chiddush, like Ashkechon Mezid, the Maisi, why is it a chiddush? So because in the entire Torah, Liyashcham is the ma'isa carbon. You don't find somebody that swears falsely should have to bring a carbon. V'acham ma'isi carbon here, you do bring a carbon. So being that this parish is a chiddush, you would argue loishna asrube, v'loishna loy asrube. It could be it doesn't matter whether there was asra or whether there was no hasra. There's this new parish of mechudeshes that says that this is what you're going to get. But there's going to be nothing on top of that. Or do we say, maybe no. The only time the Torah threw in this unique parasha is where there was no Asra. But if this Asra, you're ready, Milkalaki, you'll get Malchus, carbon loy maisi. Maybe you won't even be chayv a carbon. Or maybe no. Maybe in the event that this Asra, you're going to have the chi of carbon, as I've stated in the parasha, and on top of that, you're also going to get Malchus. So I've kind of had to restart them. Again, the question is, were you amazed? And there was Hasra. Are you going to have the parasha the way it is, or will there be some sort of shinai? Again, what are the three tzadim? One side is, leave it the way it is. The other side is, that in this case, maybe only Malchus, the Gemara's Lashon is, as opposed to carbon, doesn't say anything about Chaimish, but as opposed to carbon, the other side is, maybe there'll be a carbon and there will be a Malchus. Amrule, so these three Amayram, they heard Rav Kahana Shaila, they're learning Shvuas, right? They're holding in the Sugya. And they said, Tanina, oh, we know a Braisa. And based on this Braisa, I think we keep you push it to Shaila. What's the Braisa? The Braisa says as follows, quote, Chamura heimenu Shvuas HaPekodin. Shvuas HaPekodin is more Chamur than Shvuas HaEdos. How so? Shechayovin alzdoina makis val shigigasam osham bekesev shkolam. That if you're over Shvuas HaPekodin b'mezid, you get Malchus, and if you do it b'shoigig, you bring an osham bekesev shkolam. you have to pay at least a kesef shkal. Said the Amar Yoram to Rav Kahana, mid the Kamalei Alz Leino Malkus, for the fact that it says you're gonna have to get Malkus for violating b'meizah b'chal the asra. Obviously there was asra, because if there's no asra, then there can never be Malkus. V'kamar Malkus in carbon law, and it sounds like what happens if you do the avera b'zadoin? It sounds like the avera, the oynesh is Malkus. Meaning there's a brisa that says mefurish chamura heimenu shvus apikadin shechayoven alz Leino Malkus. So you see, number one, there's Malkus. What's the Malkus for? Obviously for Shvua Sheker. Additionally, it sounds like all there is Malkus. So they told him, here's your answer. Boom. Right? It's Mefurish. It's not Malkus. Right? So it knocks out the first side. It is narrowed down now to the second and the third side. And it sounds like it's Malkus only as opposed to the Asham. Oh, Sava Mefurish Shiraya. Now, if you're going to tell me that this is the way you're supposed to read the Braisa, so the Brice is saying that Shvus HaPakadah B'mezid is Makis, as opposed to Shvus HaEidos, which is not. So Umay Chumra, why is that a Chumra? Meaning, what happens if someone's over Shvus HaEidos B'mezid? Chayra, you bring the Oilu B'yayre. That's what you're supposed to bring. So we're saying in the Braisa that Shvus HaPakadah is more Chumra than Shvus HaEidos, because Shvus HaPakadah B'mezid gets Malkus, as opposed to Shvus HaEidos B'mezid brings a carbon. Why is that a Chumra? Saddam Iram explained, the Nichalei Le'inish, the Maisi carbon. V'lei Lukit, you'd rather bring a carbon, right? Figure out a way to come up with the money than get Malkus. So if that's the case, that's what the Chumra is, but Al Kaponim, it's Mefurish HaBraisa. So the Gemara says, Amalahu Rava Bar Itai. So Rava Bar Itai was there, and he said, don't bring me a Raya from that Braisa. You know why? He heard what the Amar Yoram said, that talking to Rav Kahana. But Rav Bar Itai is an innocent bystander, and he says, he's overhearing it, he says, it's not a raya. Because I could always tell you, man tana zodoin shvus hapikodin loinitein likapara Rav Shimon. It could be that brisa, that shvus hapikodin b'meizid, you get Malkus, is going according to Rav Shimon. It's not going according to the Rabbanan. Which Reb Shimon, so again, this is going to bring us back to Shvus HaEidos for a second. Reb Shimon who holds that there's no Parsha Shvus HaEidos B'mezid. All there is a Parsha Shvus HaEidos B'shoigig. If there's no Parsha Shvus HaEidos B'mezid, then it's Pashat Shvus Sheker. The whole Chakira of Rav Kahana is where there's a Parsha of Mezid. And now the question is whether or not it changes because there was Asra. Oh, if that's the Shaila, so then Yesh Lion. But Reb Shimon Shita is that you don't have the parasha of Shvus HaPakadim Amazin anyways. If you don't have the parasha of Shvus HaPakadim Amazin, then for sure a Shvus HaPakadim Amazin is Nisht Erge from any Shvus HaKadim Amazin. And if every Shvus HaKadim Amazin you're going to get Malkus, for sure for Shvus HaPakadim Amazin, you're also going to get Malkus. So Rav Baritai said, you're bringing me a Raya from the Braisa. There's no raya, because I could always tell you the price is going. I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. If you knew the price was the Chachamim who holds a parasha Shvus HaPakadim B'mezid, and still you see you get Malkus, so you approach it to Shaila, because you see there's Malkus and you see there's only Malkus. But I could always tell you it's going according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who holds there's no parasha Shvus HaPakadim B'mezid ever. If there's never a parasha, Rav Kahana never declared his Chakira. Chakira was only a Libid Rabbanan. According to Reb Shimon, it's Pashit that what would be the halacha? It's a Shvus Sheker. The only reason it wouldn't be a Shvus Sheker is because the parasha Shvus HaPakadim is Maitzit from Shvus Sheker. But according to Rav Shimon, it's a regular Shvuah Sheker. So for that reason, you would get Malkus. So again, Rav Kahana asks the Shaila to the three Amayiran who are learning Shvuahs. Rav Bar Itai is there. The Amayiran respond. I think we have a Mefurish HaBraisa. Rav Bar Itai says, it's not Muchach. Because maybe that price is going a little bit to Rav Shimon. Rav Kahana didn't respond yet, right? Rav Kahana asked the Shaila. He's listening to everything. I'm with Rav Kahana. When Rav Kahana heard this whole shmooze, he says, let me tell you what I think. Bar Minadar, he... That Braisa is Stamatois. Tamiran, the Talmidim that are shtelling to this Braisa, it's not a good tzushtel. Rav Bar Itai is Dechia, is not necessary. This whole tzushtel is one big mistake. And Rav Kahana said, you know, I know that. Ta'anot taninala. This is my Braisa, right? So they literally told Rav Kahana his own shtickle Torah. And he said, v'achit taninala. And I'll tell you the way I learned the Braisa. Meaning, you're misquoting me. What was the real version of the Braisa? Said Rav Kahana, this is the way it reads. Echad zedoina, ve'echad shigigasa, asham bekesef shkalim. That when it comes to Shvus HaPakadim, it doesn't matter if you're a mezid, it doesn't matter if you're a shoigig, you're always going to bring an asham bekesef shkalim. Meaning it never even said the word Malkus. The Braisa, the way we had it was, chamure heimena Shvus HaPakadim, shchayoven azdoina Malkus, val shigigasa asham bekesef shkalim. So Rav Kahana, that's not the way we read the Braisa. The way we read the Braisa is, chamure heimena Shvus HaPakadim, that echad's doina the echad shigigasa is always asham bekasav shkol. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, my chumra. So what's the chumra in shvus apikadin over shvus edus? Again, the Brice is discussing a chumra that shvus apikadin has over shvus edus. If you're telling me that b'meizu shvus apikadin is malchus as opposed to shvus edus, so that's what the chumra is. But you're telling me that there's no malchus anyways. So what's the chumra? Here it's an asham. Okay, there it's a chatas. So what exactly is the chumra, right? Again, to be clear, shvus apikadin brings asham. Shvus ha'edus is chatas, it's oil v'yoyrit. Where exactly is the chumra? So said Rav Kahn, I'll tell you what the chumra is. Dilu hasam, when it comes to shvus ha'edus, it's a chatas, and chatas bas danka. The value of the animal could be even a danka, it doesn't matter, it could be very, very cheap. V'hacha, over here, however, it has to be an asham, and an asham has a minimum shear, and that is bekesef shkolim, at the very least, it has to be kesef shkolim, says the Gemara. So again, Rav Kahn opposed the shaila. What's the halacha? Shvus ha'pekadav amazing when there was asra. Damay Royim brought a raya from a bray. So Rav Barita said maybe the Brice is Rav Shimon. Rav Kahn said this whole conversation is moot because the Brice never even said what you thought it said. Meaning the Brice didn't say that Shvus Apakadin Bemezid is more chomer than Shvus Eidos because of Malchus. It said it's more chomer because it has to bring an Asham. It says the Gemara Geshmakazach. If that's the case, Viligomer Mina, I could fight to bring a Raya from the Brice. What's the Raya? Not a Raya that there is Malchus, but a Raya that there's not Malchus. Because if the Brice is already being Yoyreit to comparing and contrasting Shvus HaPekadon and Shvus HaEdos, and it said, what's the chumra in Shvus HaPekadon over Shvus HaEdos? The amount of money that you have to spend for the animal, why didn't you say also that there's Malchus? Must be, there's no Malchus. So says the Gemara, V'ligomer mina, that what? That there's no Malchus. I understand you can't bring a raya that there is Malchus, because Rav Kahn just said it doesn't say that there is Malchus. But from the fact that it doesn't say there's Malchus, is that not a raya? Maybe that there really is no Malchus? But the Gemara says no, because Dilma Deloy Asrubay. Maybe the Brisa was talking about where there was no Hasra. So if the Brisa said Malchus, there'd be a raya, there's Malchus. And we'd make the Oikimtitz talking about when there was Hasra. But from the fact that the Brisa didn't say Malchus, is not a raya that there's never Malchus, because I could always make an Oikimtitz. The Brisa is talking about where there was no Hasra. Now the next words in the Gemara are Lishna Achrina, which in a sugi like this would be very intimidating words, because it sounds like we're going to do this all over again, albeit with a knetch. The good news is that the words Lishna Achrina really don't belong here. The Tiktuke Seifrim takes out the words Lishna Achrina, and as we'll see, really, the Gemara is just going to continue discussing Rav Kahn Shaila. The Gemara is actually not mentioning a Lishna Achrina. So the Gemara says, Tashma, as it relates to Rav Kahn Shaila, I think you can bring a Rai from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, In Chayoven al Shigigasa, if you're a full-fledged shoik, why? Because we view you as an oinus. And when you are chayiv, what are you chayiv? Al-zadoina, asham b'kesef shkol. You have to bring a carbon asham as a minimum shear of kesef shkolim. What does it sound like? It sounds like, what do you bring when you're over shvus apakadim amezid? An asham. Does it say a word about Malchus? No. So the Gemara says, my labid da asrube. Isn't the Mishnah talking about even when there was asra? And afilu ha'chi, the only chiv is a chiv asham. There's no chiv malchus. Oh, right from the Mishnah, there's no malchus. So the Gemara says, no, achinami d'lo yasru be. I could always say, it's talking about there was no hasra. What's the achinami? Just like in the Braisa, we were doicha, that it's talking about d'lo yasru be. I could always say, the Mishnah is also talking about where it was d'lo yasru be. Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from another Braisa. Now, this Braisa is also a little bit intimidating. This Braisa is going to compare and contrast the laws of Shvus HaPikadon. And you ready? This is coming out of left field. A Nazir who becomes Tameh because he comes in contact with a mace where he violates one of the Isurei Nazir. Now, what do these two things have in common? Ostensibly, very little. What are we telling the two Tzu about? Rashi says, I don't know. If you look at Rashi, Dibra Mascha Loyim Amrit, Lo Yadina Rashi says, B'mai Koyi Loyim Amrit. I don't know the background. I just know one thing. This makes this a little less intimidating because we don't really have to know the background. All we need to know is that there's some comparison and contraction between these two ideas. Between the Parsha of Shvus HaPikadon and a Nazir who came in contact with Tumah. So the Braisa says like this. Again, we have no clue what the context is. Loyim Amrit ben Nazir Tomei. You're going to compare these two Parshas. A Nazir Tomei Shekein Loika. He gets Malchus. A Nazir that comes in contact with Tumah gets Malchus. Tumah b'Shvus HaPikadon Shekein Loika. How could you compare that to Shvus HaPikadon that gets no Malchus? So the Gemara says, Mid, the Karma Loika, Mechlau Dasrubei. From the fact that we're talking about Malchus in this Braisa, obviously there was Asra. The Nazir got Asra and the Shvus HaPikadon guy got Asra. And it sounds like that Shavuos HaPakadin doesn't get Malkus. Aval Karben Maisi. Rather, what does he do? He has to do what you always have to do. You have to bring a carbon. Ah, it's a Mefurish Braisa. It's a Mefurish Braisa. That what? That there's no Malkus when it comes to Shavuos HaPakadin. Says the Gemara. No. My Enei Laika. Could be when it says in the Braisa Enei Laika, what it means is Enei Nifter Malkus. It means that Malkus is not enough. Could be the person really gets Malkus. He also has to bring a carbon. Meaning, this is like some cryptic brisa, so I don't even know how to read it. Loyim amrit pinas netomei shekein loika. Malkus is enough. Toimev shvus apikadin sheinei loika. Now he doesn't get Malkus. But Malkus is not enough. In addition to the Malkus, he also has to bring a carbon. But the Gemara says, Michal de nazir tomei nifta be Malkus. So the way you're reading the brisa, you're basically reading it the way we just read it. And that is, the nazir tomei only gets Malkus. The shvus apikadin has Malkus and he has to bring a carbon. Is that true? Nazir Tomei doesn't bring a carbon? It was this week's Parsha, right? Everybody knows that's not the case. A carbon ksivbe, the Torah says that when a Nazir becomes Tomei, he has to bring special carbonos, the Naziris of Tumah, right? Mar says, it's true, but the reason the Nazir brings those carbonos is different than the reason the Baal Shavuos HaPakadin has to bring his carbon. Hasam, over there, the Maisi carbon, the reason it brings the carbon is Kech, the Techel, and Naziris Betayr. In order for him to restart his Naziris, he has to bring carbonos. It's related to the Naziris. It's not related to the Aveira that he did. It's not a Kapara for the fact that he became Tomei. It's a Din in Hilchis Naziris. However, as it relates to the carbon Ashram that this person has to bring, that already is an Einish. Therefore, you could always read the Braisa in this way. Loyim Amrit Benazir Tomei Shekein Loika, that Malkus is the only Einish that he needs. Tomei Veshvus HaPakadin Shekein Loika, where he needs two Einishim. Number one, Malkus, and he has to also bring a carbon. Now, is this the only way to read the Braisa? No, you can also read it in a more simple way. Loyim Amrit Benazir Tomei Shekein Loika. You don't get Malkus at all. You can read it this way, you can read it that way. Hence, Rav Kahana's Shaila. Either way, there's a postscript to this story. So, again, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Shmuel Bereda, Rabbi Bar Barchana, Rav Yitzchak Bereda, Rav Yehuda, they're walking, they bump into Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks him this Geshmaka Shaila. What's the Shaila? If somebody swears B'mezid Shavuos HaPakadin, but he also got Hasra, does he get Malkus now for Shavuos Sheker or not? Right, three tzedakah. Could be... No, this whole parasha is a chiddush. Even when there's Asra, just learn the end of Parashas Vayikra, Shavuos HaPakadin, this is the way we treat you. Or maybe no, maybe in this case, you only get Malkus, or maybe both. Maybe Malkus on top of the parasha of Shavuos HaPakadin. They wanted to be paid from a braisa. Rav Bar Yitai was doichid, Hamani Rav Shimini, Rav Kana said the whole braisa is being misquoted here. I'm the Bala braisa. Martha, we had a raya from a Mishnah. We have a raya from that braisa that compares the Nazir Tomei, actually says, I don't even know what the context of that is. Gemara was doichin in a little bit of a funny way. But either way, this was the shock of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, these Rabbanim were learning in the Yeshiva of Rabbah, they're learning Masechta Shavuos. They came back to Yeshiva, Amru Rabbanim Kamei de Rabbah, they came back to their Rebbe, and they told him everything that had happened. Amar Lahu, so when Rabbah heard this whole conversation, he said, you know, to me, this whole shmuz is a chiddush. You know why? Mechlal. Because I'm for sure taking out one thing for Rav Kahana, and that is the Chiloi Asrube. In the event there would have been no Hasra, the Ika Eidim, but there were Eidim, for sure, Mechayev, he'd be subject to the parish of Shavuos HaPakadin. Again, what's Rav Kahana's Shaila? With this Eidim that gave Asra. What if two Eidim that didn't give Asra? Then for sure it's carbon, right? It's for sure not Malkus, and for sure it is carbon. So Rabbi said, this is a little bit of a Chiddush to me, you know why? Because Kfir is Dvarim Ba'almu. I don't even know if the kfira should be viewed as a real kfira, and I don't even think it should be subject to any ramifications. What's the svara? The svara is, why is a person chayev shvuos apakadin when he denies? It's because your kfira was a meaningful kfira, right? Without your kfira, the person could have gotten money. Because of your kfira, he can't get money. Hence, you did something terrible, and you double down with a shvua. Memela, we throw the whole book at you, right? That's basically what happens. If there are edim that know this person owes money, that means the kfira wasn't a real kfira anyways. In the words of Rabbi, kfira is dvar ba'almuhu. It's a bigger ed, because this person was anyways going to have to pay. Which means he wasn't really causing anyone a hafsid with his kfira. So if he wasn't causing anybody a hafsid with his kfira, mechates you should be chayef. So Rabbi said, Rav Kahana wants to know if there's asra. Whoa, I would take a step back. I would say if there are edim, forget asra. The whole parish shouldn't be nageya. And to me, it's a chiddush. Rav Kahana had the shayla. So the Gemara says, "Alma kasavara." What do you see from Rabba? From Rabba's reaction to this whole shmuz, Rabba must hold that koyfe b'mamon. sheyesh olav edim pater big halacha. That if someone's a koyfe b'mamet sheyesh olav edim, he's going to be pater. How do you know that? Because of his reaction to Rav Kahana. And the Gemara from here on to Amid Beis is going to discuss this very halacha. So this is really like part two. I mean, if you want to count the Mishnah as part one, the Gemara up until this point was part two. This would then be part three. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina told Rabbi, I'm the Rav Chanina to Rabbi, Tanya the Masayelach. I think I have a Braisa that supports your Chiddush. The Pasuk says regarding Shvuas HaPekadin, V'chicheish ba, V'nishba al Sheker. Says the Braisa, V'chicheish ba, Pratlam moid l'echem ina achin, oy l'echem ina shutfin. In the event that there are two brothers or two shutfin that are being tevei, and this person denied to one but was moid to the other, we'll see what that means in a second, he's going to be potter. Additionally, when it says V'nishba, we learn from there, prat l'loive b'shtar, v'loive b'edim. If somebody would borrow money b'shtar, he would borrow money b'edim, and he would swear falsely, he wouldn't be subject to the parasha. Oh, it's a mafur shiraya. Klar. V'nishba al shaker, right? It's the seifa. That's what we need. Prat l'loive b'shtar, v'loive b'edim. In those cases, you don't have the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodim. This is Mamish Rabbis Chiddush. So the Gemara says, when Rav Chanina told this to Rabbi, Amar Lei, so Rabbi said, you know, I appreciate you bringing me a raya, but he said, you can't bring any rayas from there. So Rabbi's being very intellectually honest, right? I mean, it's great to have a raya that supports you, but Rabbi says, you know, I have to be honest with you, I don't think there's such a raya here. Why? Because I would say that this braisa that says, prat, what it means is, when the person says, lovisi, he's admitting that he borrowed money. He's not denying the money. He's just saying, v'loi lovisi be'edem. Or he's saying, lovisi, I borrowed, abo v'loi lovisi b'shtar. Meaning, he's being moided that he borrowed money. He's not denying the chiyav mamon. He's just saying that you want to tell me that this is like halva be'edim or halva b'shtar. That now, what's the difference if it's a milva al peh, milva b'shtar? Oh yeah, there's major differences. Milva be'edim and milva shaloi be'edim? Incredible ramifications, right? So this person is denying something, but he's not denying the ikur chiyav, and it's for that reason he's potter. He's potter because a koyfer b'pikadin that's subject to shvuas hapikadin is when he denies the ikur chiyav, but this person didn't deny the ikur chiyav. And Rabbi said, how do I know that's the right shot? I'll tell you. He said, look at the first part of the braisa. It said from v'chicheish ba, we learned that if the person was moided to one of the brothers or to one of the shutfin, he's going to be potter. What's the case where the person denied to one of the brothers, but he was moided to the other? Meaning, there's two shutfin, or two brothers, that this person owes money to. And he was moided to one, and he denied to the other. So let's say two shutfin loaned this person $100. He owes 50 to this guy, he owes 50 to that guy. Is that the case? Then why would it be potter? At the end of the day, you were moided to one, okay, but you denied the other. And for the other, you're a regular kaifa b'pikadin. Ella laughed. The case must be that Amri lay mitravayin yozaft. They came to him and they said, we both loaned you money. And he told them back, loy michad minaychu yasfi. I only borrowed money from one of you. All it is denying the nuance of the chiyav. But he's not denying the ikar chiyav. Being that he's not denying the ikar chiyav, that's why he's potter. And if the reish is talking about such a case, safe and nami kfiras dvarim, said Rabbah, checkmate, I have a mefurisha proof that the braisa doesn't mean what you think it means. In other words, the Gemara, Rav Chanina, told Rabbi, I have a raya to you from a braisa. V'nishbal shaka prat l'loive b'shtar v'loive b'edim. Sounds mamish like Rabbi's halacha. Rabbi said, thanks, but no thanks. I appreciate it. The gesture is noted, but that's not shot in the braisa. Because the braisa means something else. The braisa means with a person saying, I admit I owe you money, just not be'edim, not b'shtar. You know, I know that's what it means because the reisha means that. Because the reisha that says where he's moided to echem and ach, echem and ashutfin, he's potter, makes no sense. Because if you deny to the other brother and to the other shutfin, you should be chayef. The teretz says the person's never denying the chayef. He's just saying, I didn't borrow money from both of you, I borrowed money from one. Right? What would be the nafkamina there? I don't know. Do I have one baldover, that I have two balidvarim? There's some nafkamina, but it's not a nafkamina of do I owe you money or do not owe money. It's not a nafkamina in the Ikar Chiyav. If the Reishon is not a nafkamina in the Ikar Chiyav, the Seif is also not a nafkamina in the Ikar Chiyav. You can't bring any raya. So Rav Chanina tried bringing a raya to Rabba unsuccessfully, but now we have a simen. Choyva kita is the balabayas, choymin azira. Gemara is going to bring a whole bunch of rayas, tashmas, to this halacha of Rabbah, and as we're going to see, some of these tashmas we just had earlier in the Amid, some of them we had earlier in the previous perek, zakti gemar toshma in echayiv al shigigasa. The Mishnah said that if someone was a shigigamer for shvus of the kaddish, it's not going to be chayiv again because we view him as a nain. So my chayiv al zadoino. What are you chayiv if you're a masonit asham bekasef shkolim? Says the gemara, my love zadoin ha'edim. It sounds like that you were amazed and there were Edom, right? They said there weren't Edom. So it sounds like even if there's Edom, Yechayev. Yechayev, even if there's Edom, Rabbi said, you're not Chayev if there's Edom. Why did Rabbi say you're not Chayev if there's Edom? Because it's Kfiras Dvar Malma. Because you didn't really impact this person in any way. Because there were Edom there anyways. But the Gemara says, Lo Yizadin Atzmoy. Maybe the fact that this person is amazed, and the way we know he's amazed is not because Edom said he's amazed. He himself admit that he was amazed. The Mishnah doesn't say there were Edom. We assume, my love, Edom. But the Gemara says, it's certainly not Mukhach Toshma, another right. And this is from a Mishnah in Perek, Shavuos HaEdos. The Mishnah says, said, what would be if somebody was teveya two sets of edim to come be made on his behalf? Shvus edas kafra rishayno. If the first set denied, and then the second set denied, shteim chayava is talach, is that they're both going to be chayiv. Meaning each kat edos, right? Sounds familiar. Are viewed as individual kitos, and as a result, each one is subject to the halachis of shvuas ha'edos. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam mishniyat chayiv. I understand why the second kat edim achayiv da kafra lo kat rishayno, because by the time the second kat edim came around, the first kat had already denied. As a result, they were the only people that could have been made. So by them not being made, so they're causing this person damage. That's why they're subject to the laws of shvuas edos. Aba eler rishayna my mechayvo. Why when the first kat edim denied, are they chayiv? There was another set of edim that could have been made. So kumtais, I wasn't really being mafsed you. Hakai mushniya. Isn't there another set of edim? And if there's another set of edim, I shouldn't be chayiv. What does that do, Rabbi Zalacha? This is shvuas edos, two sets of edim. Rabbi's talking about Shvuas HaPekadin. The tzad hashava between these two cases is Rabbi's chiddush was what? Rabbi's chiddush was that you're not chayev for kfiras dvar ma'am. The only time you're chayev shvuas HaPekadin is if your denial was causing a hezek. But if your denial wasn't going to cause a hezek, we view it as kfiras dvar ma'am, and there's no parash of shvuas HaPekadin. Well, the Gemara Tain is, if there's a svara of kfiras dvar ma'am by shvuas HaPekadin, there should probably be such a svara for shvuas Ha'edos as well. And if you see that by Shvuas Ha'edos, the first set of Edom is Chayiv, even though there's another set of Edom, then you see a Chayiv even for Kfiras Dvar Ma'am. Because the first set of Edom's denial is not really causing damage, because you have Kai Mashniyah. What is it? It's Kfiras Dvar Ma'am. So Bishlam, if you're going to tell me you Chayiv even for Kfiras Dvar Ma'am, so for example, Shvuas HaPekadin, you'll be Chayiv even if there's Edom. That would explain why the first Kat of Edom would be Chayiv by Shvuas HaPekadin. But if there's a new Svar, Rabbi Svar, called Kfiras Dvar Ma'am, so then you shouldn't be Chayiv when the first Kat of Edom deny by Shvuas Edos. So this is a little bit of a tzushtal, but the underlying Shaila of Shvuas HaPekadin when this Edim is identical, Tainas to the Gemara, to the underlying Shaila, Shvuas HaEdos, when you're the first cat denying when there's really another cat. But the Gemara says it's not a tzushtal anyways. Why? Because we already addressed this in Perek Shvuas HaEdos. Amar Ravina, Ravina said this is where Masechta Shvuas met Masechta Yevamos. And that is, could be the case, it's talking about it's talking about when the first cat of Edom denied, there was a second cat, however they were kroivim. They were kroivim, their wives were sisters, right? As a result, they were pasaleidos. And being that they were pasaleidos, so really the first cat is chayiv, not because it's kfiras dvar ma'amun, afilu hachi, you're going to be chayiv. They're chayiv because they were the only set of Edom. Now, the Gemara adds to that, right? The Gemara is going to add a big piece, and the way Rashi explained it there, and Rashi explains it here as well, if that's the case, it's pshita, right? So what's the chiddush at the first cat is chayiv? There's a little bit of a chiddush, because v'nisha same goises. The case is talking about where the wives were goises. Therefore, ma'udatema, I would have thought, roiv goises in lamisa, so if roiv goises in lamisa, even though they're Pasele Edos now, we should view them as if they're not Pasele Edos. So really, there's two sets of Edom, so the first set of Edom shouldn't be Chayiv. Right now they're alive, they're not dead. And as a result, that's why the halacha is that they're going to be Chayiv, but it has nothing to do with Kfiras Dvar Ma'am. If it has nothing to do with Kfiras Dvar Ma'am, so it's not going to be Shrei. So the Mar Toshma, bring your Raya from somewhere else. Balabayas, Shetan, Tainas Ganav. What would be if you had a Balabayas who was Toyin Tainas Ganav? Rashi says we're talking about a Shomer. So what's the halacha of Shomer Chinam is Toyin Tainas Ganav? Shemichinim we know is potter from Geneva Vaveda. Yes, to swear, Shavuos Hashomrim, but the halach is, in the event that a Shemichinim taines Geneva Vaveda, maybe also Aveda, but if he's taines Gana, and then it turns out that he swore falsely, and he admitted, so the halach is, he has to pay kefal, right? The halach is, toyin taines Ganav pays kefal. Now, he pays kefal only if Edim came, and Edim said that he was the Ganav. Not if he was Moida, if Edim came. If the person would toyin taines Ganav, and then he would be Moida, then he'd be subject to the halach of Shavuos HaBekot. And again, if a Shemichina taines Ganeva, and then after he says, it wasn't true. So if he was Moid himself, that's Shavuos HaBekot 101. If he was not Moid, but Edom came, then the halacha is he has to pay kefal. It's what's known as a Toyin Tainas Ganav. So this Bryce is discussing this halacha. Balabayish a Toyin Tainas Ganav v'pikodin v'nishba v'hoida u'po Edom. So again, he was Toyin Tainas Ganav. He swore he was Moid and Edom came. So the halach is going to depend on whether the Haidah happened before the Edom came or the Edom came before the Haidah. Im actually bo Edom Haidah, if he was made before the Edom came, Mishalim Kerem V'chay Mishvashim, then he's a good old-fashioned Shfuas HaPekodin, and as a result, we throw that whole parasha on him. Im Mishabo Edom Haidah, if he was made after the Edom already came, so then he's a Toyin Tainas Ganav, that's Mishalim Tashlumei Kefal, he pays Kefal V'Asham, oh, and by the way, he has to bring the Asham as well. What's the Gemara's Kasha? What's it have to do with Rabbi's Halacha? It's a big This is Meredith. Because in this case, they're Edom, right? The Shalos, did Edom come before the Haidah? Did they come after the Haidah? But there's Edom, and if the Haidah came before the Edom came, so what's the halacha? Shavuos HaPekodin. I thought Rabbi said that if they're Edom, it's Kfiras Dvar Ma'alma, there's no parashah in Shavuos HaPekodin. It's a fire raya. So L'cheret Toshma, from the fact that there's this whole shmooze, did the Haidah happen before the Edom? Did the Edom happen before the Haidah? Nafkemina, whether it's Keren Chaymish V'Asham, or whether it's Toyin Tanis Ganav, and as a result, you're going to have to be careful. So I say, Meris, there's a parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin, even though there are Edom, because in this case there clearly were Edom. So the Gemara says, you ready? Hachanami k'deravina. You can always make the same akimta that Ravina made. What was Ravina's akimta? That was the top line of the Amid. It's true they were Edom, but at the time that the person was made, the Edom were apostle. Being that the Edom were apostle at that time, so it's true they were Edom, haraya, the Edom ended up coming later. Yeah, but at that minute they were apostle. Therefore, the Kfira is not Kfira's Dvarim Alma. It's a real Kfira. Because the Edom are apostle to be made, later they became not apostle to be made. That's where it's Negeya. Did the Edom come far Daidah, or did the Edom come after Daidah? So, Abli Ravina Ravashi, Tashma Ravina to Ravashi, have another raya. Chamura Mimena Shfuas HaPekodin. This is going to go back to that Brisa. The Brisa that the three Amiram brought Rav Kahan in the beginning of the daf. We're revisiting it right now. Now it's Ravina talking to Ravashi. Pulls out that same Brisa. Chamura Mimena Shfuas HaPekodin Shchayovan Azdoina Makis, Val Shigigasam Asham, Bekesev Shkolam. So, again, Shfuas HaPekodin is Mohammed and Shfuas HaEdos. Why? Because Bemezid, there's Malkus, and B'shoigig, there's Asham B'kesef Shkot. Now, mid, the Kamal Loika, from the fact that the Brisa says Malkus B'chal D'Gait, obviously there's Edom over here. The Kamal Shigigasa, Asham B'kesef Shkot. You see clearly that there's a time, Al Kaponim, that you bring a carbon Asham, right? If it was B'shoigig. Meaning, you see, for sure, from this Brisa, that there's Shfuas HaPekodin even when there's Edom. How do you know that? Because B'mezid, you're going to get Malkus. Also, the only time you get Malkus with is Edom, right? Edom and Asra, by the way. But for sure, there has to be Edom. So, L'chaira, the case of Mezid is Edom. The stomach of the case of Shoigig is also Edom. And you see clearly that even though there's Edom, there's a parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin. Right? To be clear, the raya is not from the Alzdoina Malkus, because forget, there you're getting Malkus. There you're not being subject to the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodin. But if the Reisha is talking about where there's Edom, then it's mistaber that the Seifa is also talking about where there's Edom, meaning Shigagasa Asha Bekasif Shkolim is even when there's Edom. So you see, don't say the Svark, Kfiras Dvar Ma'alma, not like Rabbah. So the Gemara says, Omaluhu Rav Mordechai. So Rav Mordechai was there and he told him, you're bringing your ride from this Braisa. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? It's very easy. Bar Minodai. Da Omalu Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana had already said in the beginning of the Daf, Anot Toninolo, this is my Braisa, Vahachi Toninolo. And this is the real way, this is a misquoted Braisa. Second time Dami Ram pulled out this misquoted Braisa. Right, what's the real version of the Braisa? Echad Zayn of Echad Chigigasa, Asham, the Cast of Shkot. Say a word about Malkus. Right, on Amad Aleph, we proved or disproved, or was Doicha that you can't be derived from this Braisa to Malkus. And over here, we're, again, being doicha, this has nothing to do with Rabbah's halacha. It doesn't say Malkus, then there's no hoichacha that there's anything related to there being Edom. Says the Gemara, one last tashma. So in the Simen, the last tashma was Nazira. So we know something about Nazir is coming up. It's the same braisa that we saw in Amar Alef. The Rashi says, I don't know what the context is. Okay, tashma. Right, we're comparing and contrasting a Nazir Tomei and Shavuos HaPekadin. So Gemara says, hey, what's the case? Eat like Edom. If there's no Edom, am I like it? Then why are we having a conversation about Malkus? Ela pshita de ikka Edom. So obviously, there must be Edom. Viktani, and what did it say? Tomei b'Shavuos HaPekadin she'enoi like. Right, Shavuos HaPekadin is no Malkus. Now, Milka hu d'loi laki. The braisa seems to be saying there's no Malkus. Aval karban maisi. For sure there's a parish of Shavuos HaPekadin. If that's the case, you see there's a parish of Shavuos HaPekadin even when there's Malkus, even when there's Edom. Oh, there's a parish of Shavuos HaPekadin even when there's Edom. Didn't Rabbi say Kfiris Dvarim Ba'alma? He did. Isn't this braisa a problem? It is. Tyufta de Rabbi. Tyufta. So again, what was Rabbi's halacha that got checkmated? The end of this whole regime of Tashmaz, his halacha was that if somebody is guilty of Shavuos HaPekadin, but they were Edom, Klapei Shmaya Galya, they were Edom, he's off the hook. The fact that Edom know about it saves his day. And the reason is because comes out as Kfir wasn't really impacting anybody, it was Kfir's Dvarim Ba'alma, and if it's Kfir's Dvarim Ba'alma, you should be Pater, that was Rabbah's Chiddush. Stating that, what emerged was is that, no, for sure you're going to be chayiv. How do we know it? From that braisa that no one knows where it came from. That mysteriously compares and contrasts the Nazir Tameh and the Shavuos HaPekadin. But either way, Rabbi's halacha was, if someone's kayif of a moment, she'esh al-vedim, he's going to be potter. Does anybody argue? I mean, we know tyufta the Rabbi tyufta, but do we have an amira that argued? Yes, it's the next Gemara. Rabbi Yechon, it said, a kayif of a moment, she'esh al-vedim, chayiv. If someone is kayif of a moment, she'esh al-vedim, he's going to be chayiv. Bishtar potter. But even Rabbi Yechon was moide b'miktsas, pun intended. That's the sugyas that are coming up. But Rabbi Yochanan said that a kayif mammon sheyesh al avedim is chayiv, but if you kayif of a mammon that's written in a shtar, you're going to be potter. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa heard Rabbi Yochanan's psak, and he said, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. What did the great Rabbi Yochanan mean? He said, probably what he meant was, is Edom avidi demaisi. Edom, at some point, are going to die, right? Because it's just the Seder Olam, going back to the Chet of Adam Arishan. And being that the Edom will at some point die, so you can't say, oh, Kfiris Tvarim Ba'alma, because they're Edom. How do you know them are going to be around forever? A B'shtar HaManach, Shtar, people find documents that are thousands of years old, and as a result, the Shtar doesn't die. So the Papa said, that's for sure, Pshana Rabbi Yechanan, that if someone's Kaif of a moment, she'esh all of Edom Chayiv, because that's a real Kfira, I don't look at it as Kfiris Tvarim Ba'alma. However, if someone's Kaif of a moment, she'b'shtar, then you're going to be Potter. But ultimately, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, the Rav Papa, right? Who's Rav Papa's Baal Plukta and Shas? Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rav Papa, Shtar Nami Ovid Mirchis. What do you mean? The Shtar can get lost. What's Exhibit A for Shtar is getting lost? Perik Cheskes Habatim, right? After 3 years. So a Shtar can get lost. A Shtar actually has a less or a lower life expectancy than a person does. So if that's the case, that can't be Pshad in Rabbi Yochanan. Elo Amar Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua. Haina time in Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you Pshad in Rabbi Yochanan. It's a whole different Indian. Mishum da have Shtar Shibud Karkois. The Ein Mevi'in Karben Al Kfiras Shibud Karkois. It's because if this chiyuv is written in a shtar, that means the toiveya can go after the karka of the nitva. And if somebody swears regarding a chiyuv that associates with karka, the halach is yopata from the parish of Shavuos HaPekadin. Ein mevi'in karben al kfiras shibud karkois. So if the loan, let's refer to it as a loan, was balpeh, so then if the toiveya wants to collect, he could collect not from the karka. He doesn't have any lien on the karka al kaponim. If it's written b'shtar, so now the karka is meshubit, it comes out this chiyuv is a chiyuv that has a shibud karkois, and the rule is ein mevi'in karbin al kfira shibud karkois. On that note, itmar mashpia edei karka. In the event that somebody is mashpia Edom on Karka. So we're talking now about Shavuos HaEdos. You be Mashpia Edom. These are Edom that know Edos related to Karka. Pligi, But Rabbi Yochim, Rabbi Lazar, it was machlokes Rabbi Yochim, Rabbi Lazar. Chadama one said chayiv. The halach is you're going to have the parsha. The chadama pata. The other one said that you're going to be pata. So tomorrow, this time Rabbi Yochim not a pata. I have a raya. Rabbi Yochim is the one that said pata. Because mid, I'm Rabbi Yochim. I kaif a moment. She is all the way them chayiv. Because Rabbi Yochim said if someone's kaifer be moment, I Rabbi Yochim by shvuos apakatan. That if somebody is kaifer be moment, she is all of edim. The halach is that you're going to be chayiv. Shtar, however, if someone's kaifer be moment, she be shtar. You're pata. Ukidravun. And had Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua explain, it's because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that it ain't mevin carbon al kfira shibud karkois. Ah, testayim. So you have a mefurish araya that what? You have a mefurish araya that ain't mevin. That Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that ein mevin carbon al kfira shibud karkois, and if that is his Shita, then obviously Rabbi Yochanan must be of the opinion that mashpiyeh. Eidei Karka is going to be Patikas. Rabbi Yechon Shita is, there's no parsha of Shavuos when it comes to Karka, and we are going to come up for breath, exhale, right here. So just to end with one Ha'ara as relates to Shavuos HaPekodin. So again, Shavuos HaPekodin is from the sugyas that are Oymid Berumay Shaloylam, but just to mention one Ha'ara, and this is a Ha'ara, and really, Ha'or is the wrong word. It's a yesoid from Moran Agriz, from the Brisker Rav, that Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, here in Hilchot Shavuos, said he heard Mishmoy. And that is, the Rambam, in Hilchot Shavuos, it's in Perek Zayin, Halacha Tezvav, says as follows. Ta'an she'ovad ha'pikotain. Oy kofar boy v'nishba. Somebody goes over to somebody and he tells them, you're watching my pekotin. And the person denies, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Or he says, it was lost. And he swears. After he swore, he was maida, he says, you know something, I swore falsely. And then he tied it again. And again he swore. And he said, just kidding. I really know I owe it to you. So the halach is mishalim akeren harishon. The halach is you have to pay the keren, obvious. Ve'hishav esakzei la'asha gazal. Ve'choymish echad al kol shvua v'shvua. Additionally, for every time that this person swore falsely, we throw on another choymish. So again, this person was a kofer b'pekadim with a shvua, meaning he's subject to the laws of shvuas ha'pekadim. What's the parish of shvuas ha'pekadim? You have to pay the karen that you owe, you have to be moisef a choymish, and you have to bring a karben asha. Says the Rambam, what would be if the person was kofar v'nishba, and then he was moita? And then again, he was kofar v'nishba, and he was moida. He did it again and again and again. So you pay one keren. However, the Rambam's lashon is v'chaimish echad al kol shvua v'shvua. For every single time you swore falsely, you have to bring a chaimish. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'chamishisav. You have to be moisif. Ha'tayra ripsa chumshin harbe al keren echad. The Torah said that you have to pay many chaimishes even if it's for one keren. And then the Rambam goes through the math of exactly how you figure it out. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, in the event that a person was kafar v'nishba v'hoida, v'kafar v'nishba v'hoida, v'kafar v'nishba v'hoida, you're going to end up paying one keren, but you're going to pay a chaimish for every single time that you were kafar. So said Maran Agariz, take a look at the Rambam. Here, also in Perek Zayin and Hilchos Shavuos, Halachates. The Rambam over there says as follows. Kofar v'nishba arba oy chamisha pam. If a person would be kofar v'nishba four or five times. Oy shehishpiyah ha-teveya arba v'chamisha pam. V'hu kofar al kol achas v'achas. Bein bebezdin, bein shaloi bebezdin. Harei zechayiv korben osham al kol shvur ushvur. If a person is kofar v'nishba four or five times, you have to bring a korben osham for every time that you swore falsely. And the Rambam says, pshat, she'ilu hoy da achas shekofar hoy chayiv l'shal. Because had this person been moida after he was kofar, he would have had a chayiv tashlum. Afa pisha kofar v'bezdin. Even if the kfira happened in bezdin. V'nimtza poiter atzmoy b'chol kfiru. And if that's the case, what emerges is every time he has a kfira, he's patterning himself from tashlumen. It's for that reason you're going to be chayv akol shvua v'shvua. This Rambam in Halacha Tes is discussing the chiyuv asham. And the Rambam says, if a person would be kofar v'nishba arba v'chamisha pamim, the halacha is, you'd be chayiv a korban asham al kol shvua u'shvua. Says the Rambam, why? So I'll tell you why. Because every time this person was kofar v'nishba, he could have been moida. If he would have been Moida, it would have been great. By you being Kaifer, then, comes out, you're again ba'aveling the person. Being that you have the ability to be Moida, and instead of being Moida, you're being Kaifer, comes out you're doing something bad, and if you're doing something bad, you're going to be Chayiv. In other words, if you take these two Rambams and you look at them together, the Rambam, let's go in order. In Halacha Tess is telling you that if a person swears and swears and swears and swears, right? Kafa v'nishba, kafa v'nishba, kafa v'nishba, kafa v'nishba, yichayv an asham for every single kafa v'nishba. In Halacha Tess Vav, the Rambam is talking about the Chaymish. And the Rambam says again, if you kafa v'nishba, you kafa v'nishba, you kafa v'nishba, you're going to be chayv Chaymish al kol achas v'achas. But said the Priskerov, if you look at the two Rambams carefully, there's a huge nuance. In Halacha Tess, the Rambam just said, kafa v'nishba arba yichamish upon. In Halacha Tes Vav, the Rambam said, "Kafa v'nishba v'achak kachoida, v'chaza v'tan v'nishba v'achak kachoida." Then you're going to be chayv al kol achas v'achas. In Halacha Tes, when the Rambam's talking about the chiyuv osham al kol shvua u'shvua, the Rambam doesn't say that you have to be moida in between every kafa v'nishba. Kava v'nishba, you're going to be chayv. And the Rambam explains why. He says, because as long as you have the ability to be moida, she'ilu hoida acha shakofa, hoi chayv l'shalim. No, so even if you were a moida, you're going to be chayv. But when it comes to the chaymish, over there the Rambam's lashon is mefurish. Ta'an sha'avad apikadon, oi kava by v'nishba, v'acha kach hoida, v'chaza v'ta'an sha'avad v'nishba, v'chaza v'hoida. In order to be chayiv, Asham al kol shvur, you don't need there to be a haidah in between. In order to be chayiv a chaymish, the Rambam says you do need there should be a haidah in between. And Frank Marin agrees, what's the difference? What's Pashib Shach? What is the nafgemina between the chayiv Asham? That if the person's kafa v'nishba is chayiv al kol achas v'achas, being that he could be moida, yet when it comes to the chaymish, if you kafa v'nishba alone, it sounds like from the Rambam you wouldn't be chayiv chaymish al kfir of the nishba, unless you were actually moida between. Just explain this a drop better. That's poshid. If a person would just be kafa v'nishba in the veltarayin 10 times, why should be chayiv 10? The only time you chayiv for shvus apakadin is when your kafa v'nishba is ba'avaling the teveya. The Rambam is saying in Halacha Tes, for that, I don't physically have to be moida in between. The fact that I have the ability to be moida makes my kafa v'nishba meaningful. So if I'm kafa v'nishba 5 times, being that if I wanted to be moida in between, I could have. So kumtois, whenever I'm being kafa v'nishba, I'm again hurting you, because I should be moida and instead I'm being kafa v'nishba. That's why you're going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. When it comes, however, to the chaymish, there the Rambam says, it's not enough that you could have been moida, you actually have to be moida. And if you're not moida, you're not going to be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. What's the difference between the asham and the chaymish? Now the truth is, the Briskerov said, that the makar to the second Rambam, this Rambam Halacha Tes Vav, that the only time you chayiv al kol chaymish v'chaymish is if you're kafa v'nishba v'hoida, v'kafa v'nishba v'hoida, it comes from a gemara, like it almost always does, right? Almost every Rambam is rooted somewhere, in a braisa, in a chazal, in a gemara, and really it comes from a lashon ha-gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The gemara over there says, Bayi Rapapa Trei Chumshi, B'chad Gavramai, could one person be chayiv two chaymish is enough. So the Gemara says, Heichi dami, shetan tainas avad, v'nishba v'hoida. V'chaza v'tan tainas avad, v'nishba v'hoida. Inami or another case. So said the Priskerov, it's Pasha, the Rambam was quoting a Gemara. But you know what the problem is? If you take a look at Tosfos on that Gemara, Tosfos says, loy garsinon v'hoida, take the word v'hoida out. You know why? Because learn the Mishnah in Shvuas HaPikadon right in the beginning on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis regarding the Asham, where the Mishnah says before, if the person was kaif for 5 times, yichayv al kol achas v'achas, being that you could have been moida. Amar Rab Shimon Maitan, right? What did Rab Shimon say? The reason is because it's biyadai lachzaru lahoidais. So you see, you don't have to be moida. So says Tosfos, the word v'hoida in this Gemara, Nagoiz Aleitzim, and Bava Kamach Kufches, is betos, it's a grais. Take it out. Because it's poshin, you see, from the Mishnah in Shavuos, you don't need it. But the Rambam quoted it. That means the Rambam, for some reason, wasn't threatened by Tosfos' Ha'ara. The Mishnah in Shavuos Sapekadin says, Yichayv Asham al kol achas v'achas, even though you were moida in between, because of the fact that you could be moida. So if that's the case, what is the difference? Why is it that when it comes to the Asham, The fact that you could be moida is enough that kafa v'nishba, you could be chai for every shvur. Yet when it comes to the chi of chaymish, it's different. So the Brisker Rav said, v'ruyin advarim l'misha amram. He said, it's muchach from here that there's a yesoidus tigachilik between the chi of asham of shvur sapikadoin and the chi of chaymish of shvur sapikadoin. Again, ordinarily, if somebody steals from somebody, what do you have to do? The heshiv es hagzela asher gaza. Gamarnu. If you're a ganif, you pay kefal, right? But a gazlan. The heshiv es hagzela asher gaza. It was neschadish in the parish of shvur sapikadoin that if a person steals, denies, swears, two chidushim. Number one, you have to pay a chaymish. Number two, you also have to bring an asham. Said the Brisker Rav, the reason that the person who violated Shvuos HaPekadin has the chaymish, and the reason that he has the asham is not the same reason. The reason this person has to be moisef a chaymish is because of the gzeilas moment that happened al yedei the shvu. The reason this person has to bring the asham is because of the fact that he was kofer b'shvur. In other words, if you think about this guy, he did two things terribly. Number one, he was a gazlan, but he wasn't just a regular gazlan. He was a gazlan al yedei shvur. The shvur is a hisof in the gzela. Additionally, the shvur is also a zachfar zich. That means this person who violated this shvur sapikadin, he did two things wrong. Number one, he's a supercharged gazlan. He's not just a regular gazlan, he's a filthy gazlan. This guy's a gazlan mit a shvur, and the shvur is moisif in his chiyuv ekzev. Additionally, he also poshut violated shvur sheker, which we know is one of the most chamadig things in the world. The point is, he needs kapara for the gzela, and he needs kapara for the shvur. Ordinarily, a gazlan gets kapara for the gzela. How? He gets kapara. The heshiv es hagzela asher gazlan. But that's true for a regular pedestrian gazlan. This guy who swore falsely and was a gazlan al yedei shvur, his chiyuve gzela nishtana. He needs more than that. You know what he needs? Chaymish. Ordinarily, it's Karen. Now we're going to add more moment. Right, a ganev. There's a precedent for more moment. He pays kefal. You know, tavach umacha. There's a concept of da'od vehei. This gazan ayidei shvur, his taxes that he's going to have to pay, this hoysofa is going to be that now you're going to have to pay a chaymish. The reason he brings a carbon asham, said the Brisker Rav, has nothing to do with the gzela shaboy. It's for the shvur shaboy. It was neschadish aparsha, right? In the words of the Gemara, top of Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. It's a chiddish, right? Loy ashkecham b'chola toiru kulub meizid amayisi carbon. This is a mechudish tega parsha. Abishteit on that parsha. Fadesh shvur, what you need to do is a carbon. But the point is, the carbon is for the shvur shaboy. Now, it's only the shvur. It's a shvur of kfir moment, beseder. But the point is, the chaymish is for the gzela. The asham is for the shvur. So said the Brisker Rav, that as it relates to the asham, as long as the shvur is a shvur of kfiras mamon, you're going to be chayev asham for every single shvur. And as long as I could be moida after my kafa v'nishba, that makes the next kfira a kfiras mamon, because I could have been moida, and that makes the shvur a shvur of kfiras mamon. And therefore you'll be chayev for every shvur. But as it relates to the chaymish, the chayev chaymish is for the fact that you're a gazlan. If I am kafa v'nishba, but I'm not moida, when I'm kafa v'nishba a second time, said Mar Nagriz, I'm not stealing more from you, because it's already gazel. And once it's gozel, I can't be gozel anymore. So you want to tell me it's a kfiras moment? That it is. The fact that I can be moida makes it a kfiras moment. But I'm not a gazlan unless I was moida. Oh, I was moida. Haydas baldin kimei edem dami. Now it's money in the bank. Now you kofa v'nishba again. Bistavaita a gazlan. So vos is negeya the asham, which is coming for the shvur. For that, all you need is that it's a shvur of kfiras mamon. For that, the fact that I could be moida makes the shvur a shvur of kfiras mamon. However, as it relates to the chaymish, which is for the gzela, for that, it's not enough that it's a maisa kfiras mamon. I need that it should be your moment, so I should be able to steal it again. If I'm moida, then already it's going to be considered that it's your money. It's your money. Now my kafa v'nishba is going to be vaita ma'isa gzela. But the fact that I could have been moida, that doesn't make it ois gosel. And comes that I'm not more being a goslin. And if I'm not more being a goslin, that's grammatically incorrect, then I'm not going to be chayef another chaymish. The chaymish is for the gzela. We have to see up five maisa gzelois in order to be chayef five chumshin. Said the Brisker Rav, every haidah makes it that on some level there's some the heshev as akzela, then now we could see the kfiras moment as nacha meis akzela. That's why you have to have the haidah, said the Rambam. Abavas is negeya the asham. The asham is for the shvur. The shvur just requires a kfiras moment. The fact that I could be Maida, that was Rav Shimon's immortal words in the Mishnah, Lam and Vavim and Beis, that's enough to render it a clearest moment. And it's for that reason that in and of itself is going to be okay. The emes is, this is classic Brisker Rav, but I think what it does is, it's chaytach the parasha of Shmuas HaPekada into two dinim. There's the chaymish and there's the asham. Again, the veheshev esakzei lashagasal is easy. By the way, where does it say in the Torah veheshev esakzei lashagasal? It says it by Shavuos HaPekodim, right? That's what it says. It's true for every Gazel. But it says it in the parish Shavuos HaPekodim. Agav, FYI. But the point is the Vehejev is a Gzela HaShagazel, that's easy, right? That's Pasha. Every Gazel has to return the Gzela. There's two Dvarim that were Nischadish. One is Chaymish, two is Asham. Said the Brisker Rav, it's because of these two things that are happening over here. Number one, you're a Gazlin. Number two, you swore falsely. For the fact that you're a Gazlin, being that it was a Gzela al Yedei Shavua, it's one maspik for you to just be the Heshev Sanzei Lashe Gazal. There's a bigger Chiyav moment, and that's going to be a Chaymish as it relates to the fact that you swore falsely. Although ordinarily a Shvua Sheker has its own parsha, a Shvua Sheker of Kfiras moment has its own unique parsha, and your kapar that you're going to get is the Karban Asher. But that's these two dinim. That misses. It's such a Klorazach. Because really, the Sugya of Kaifa Bepakadin is mentioned in two places in Chas. It's right here in Perek Shavuos HaPekodim, and that's obvious. But not so long ago, we learned the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma. And Agoizel Eitzim, if you chazer, in the Kufs, there's five, six blot that talk about the parish of Kofar B'Pekodim. It's in two places in Shas. You have the parish of Kofar B'Pekodim / Shavuos HaPekodim right here in Masechtas Shavuos, and you have an Agoizel Eitzim of its klar. Because there's two dinim, really. There's two things that are happening. Number one, there's a gzela. And that's why it's in Agoizel Eitzim. And if you look at the Mishnayos in Agoizel Eitzim, you know what's going on in all those Mishnayos over there? It's all the Chaymish. All the dinim of the Chaymish are in Perek Agoizel Eitzim. Because the Chaymish is the additional Einish that this Gazlin is going to get. It's in Shavuos HaPekodim because there's a Shavuos component to it as well. There's a Gzela component, there's a Shavuos component. Again, it's Pasha, that's obviously what it is. And that's why it's in Agoizel Eitzim and Bava Kamma, and it's in Shavuos HaPekodim and Shavuos. Oh, but the Rav said that these two inyanim, the Asham on the one hand and the Chaymish on the other hand, are one is mitzad the gzeilu shabai, the other is mitzad the shvur shabai. Then it says, the Mishnah said, Uma chayev al zdoina, under a Mishnah, what are you chayev for being over shvur sabakadim amazed? Asham bekesef shkalim. Where you chayev is a carbon asham. Take a look at the Rashash. The Rashash says, you chayev an asham? What about the chaymish? Forgot about the chaymish. The Teret says, this is mesach the shvurus. And Masech the Shavuos, the Brisker Rav said, the Chiyav Shavuos is the Asham. That's why only the Chiyav. You want the Chaymish? Learn Bava Kamma. Learn Agoizel Eitzim. And in Agoizel Eitzim, you have all the Mishnayos that talk about the Chaymish, all the Sugis that talk about the Chaymish. Klar, two dinim over here in the parasha of Shavuos HaPekodim. We're going to stop here.